All right, we are here at Dallas International Guitar Show with Derek Brooks from Ernie Ball and Music Man. How are you today?
I'm doing great, having fun.
All right, good. It's day one, things are just getting started. You already sold a whole bunch of the Armadas.
Yes, we have. We brought about seven. I believe we sold four or five of them. There's two left, so I think we sold five. And great reaction. Everybody has been coming by and admiring the new guitars. They just got released. This is the first time they've been for sale to the public. And we're very happy with them. And
well, it's a stunning instrument.
Thank you.
How does it differ from some of the other earlier Music Band models?
Well, this is a new model that we came out with in January. We released this at the NAMM show. This is the first set neck guitar that... this is a neck-through guitar. You have a set neck guitar, which is similar to a Les Paul, and you have neck-through guitars, which is... This type of variety is the Armada, where the neck goes all the way through the body. Most of the Music Man that we've been producing since we bought the company in 1984... is a bolt-on guitar, meaning bolts on the back, separate neck, separate body. This is milled and manufactured in our same facility on a different Fidel machine. And as you can see, they come in a bunch of different colors, but it's the first offering in a neck-through design.
It's a stunning instrument, and from what I've heard online thus far, It's a great sounding instrument as well. I really like it a lot.
Yeah, we designed this guitar by Dudley Gimple. He's our head designer. He's the guy that's been responsible, along with Sterling Ball, the owner of the company, for pretty much everything that we've made since we bought the company in '84. From the Van Halen guitar to the Steve Morse signature model, the Albert Lee, Steve Lukather. Those guys have... been behind all the offerings that we've had, and this new guitar is something that Dudley wanted to try. It's definitely a unique concept, and it's the first 24 and 3/4 scale guitar that we've made. Everything that we've manufactured since '84 has been 25 and a half inch scale, so this is kind of a first for us, and it came out really great. A really, really great sounding guitar. We do make the pickups in-house. This is our own brand of pickups. It's not an OEM or aftermarket pickup. We wire those at the factory.
And what are the specs on this pickup? Is it a hot pickup or is it sort of a mid-range?
It's more of a mid-range pickup. I think something similar to like a late 50s pickup that everybody covets, the PAF style pickup. There was a lot of different directions to go in. We started with a set of pickups that were a little darker sounding to kind of set us apart from the guitars that are out there on the market. But after showing the pickups and putting them into the guitars and getting a lot of players to come and try them out, I think we agreed that the middle-of-the-road, mid-gain type 59 PAF-style pickup was the way to go, and it definitely accented this guitar and body style very well in terms of matching the tonality of the pickup and the type of wood combinations that you see here.
And what kind of woods are we using here?
We're using mahogany for the body, and you can see on top, in either flame or quilt, you have a maple veneer, and that's beveled. And there's some really nice, attractive grain patterns. And then, of course, there's also an opaque variety there where you don't really see the maple top. You don't see any, it's not translucent, it's just solid. But the maple gives it that nice, crisp high end.
Yeah, it's something. The sound jumps right off of there. And I do like the gold top with that black. That contrast is really very cool.
Yeah, having the two different wood combinations allows us to cosmetically bring more of like a retro vibe where you can, combine some colors. There's been some prototypes that have been made that... would combine some classier, like late 50s style car finishes, light green with white, light blue with white, and it gives it a very, very retro vibe and very attractive. However, we haven't released those color combinations yet. This offering right here, five different colors, is the initial color choice for this model right now.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. So on the Ernie Ball end, what's going on? What's going on with Ernie Ball right now?
Well, Ernie Ball strings. We've been trying to push the envelope, so to speak. In the last couple of years, we've introduced a few new products. In 2012, we released our Cobalt series electric guitar strings. It's a combination of cobalt and iron. And for most folks out there who have been playing guitar for a long time, the only types of strings that you've been able to buy or purchase is nickel-plated steel strings, which we've had for a very long time. Pure nickel, which originated in the 60s. We were the pioneers of pure nickel strings, and they're still offered under the classic moniker. Also, there's stainless steel, which is a very, very bright, almost tinny sound, which was popular in the 80s with a lot of heavy metal. That string was a little bit more popular. Not so much these days. Cobalt was a alloy that we decided to look at and really investigate, and we decided that we wanted to try it. So we created a recipe that we knew that would work for our type of tonality that we were searching for. So with a little trial and error, we came out with a set of tens. And the significant thing about cobalt is that it is more magnetically attractive to the pickups, the magnets in your pickup. So there's more interaction there, which increases the output. Cobalt is also a little different filling material. So it has a more output. It has a clear definition. Harmonics really jump out. And the cobalt material is tougher, so you get a little bit more longevity than you would on a regular nickel string.
I'm being a Super Slinky user for 20 years more. I'm going to be definitely checking out the cobalts, especially in my gauge. So that's really great. Well, Derek, thank you so much for talking to us here on the Guitar Radio Show today. I appreciate it.
Oh, very glad for having me. Thank you so much, and right. Appreciate it.
Okay, and folks can go to ErnieBall.com, and they can go to MusicMan.com as well, right?
Yes, music-man.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Cool, so that's all just...